Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Matt Love. On the 24th of December, I will admit I haven't really had time to sort out proper content for this episode, but luckily for everyone, there is a conversation that took place between me and Dave and Aaron and James, as usual, regarding the Star Wars film and various other things, Battlefront and Call of Duty Black Ops 3. There are spoilers, though, so if you haven't seen the film yet, then at your own discretion. If you don't mind the spoilers, then, yeah, feel free to have a listen, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we will see you all next year. No, not yet.
What the fuck is this? Star Wars Jedi Knight Mysteries of the Sith? I've never even heard of that game. Oh, right, so adventure for the first game.
What was your overall impression, anyway, of the film?
Shit.
Was that
you can tell when
a
James
general
lying.
Consensus, or...?
Yep, everyone said it was shit. When we saw it, we were like, ugh.
I can't tell if you're trolling or something.
Why would it be trolling?
Because that's what you do.
I don't even know what that is.
What did you think of it, Aaron? You're the resident Star Wars buff.
Amazing.
So did good. You like it? I actually
exactly
did
what
not
Star
like
Wars should
it.
Have been.
I did not like it.
Just be quiet.
I think you've already annoyed him, Matt, sorry.
Why did you like it?
Well, because...
It was good?
Yeah, the way they did all the, you know, all the flight scenes, and he did, like, the same job he did on with, freaking Star Trek. I did this proper good, amazing, moody... adaption of it.
Well, I didn't. The worst part of it for me was when the Millennium Falcon first takes off, and it scrapes along the floor. I sat in my seat. I was like,
"What was wrong with that thing?"
It was horrible. Why would you put that in there? It's so horrible to watch. Why would you? Put that in there.
Because it's indicating that they can't, that they're not used to the flight of that thing.
Not to mention that it's old as fuck. Remember, they lost the Falcon for years.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sitting there for years.
I kind of wish that you could see, more of, like, I wanted more background on how. Han Solo's son became the way that he is because.
Well, they're probably going to go into that more, aren't they?
Yeah, but I would
the
have wanted
first part of three.
If I could have like told them anything about like backstory, I'd have been like, I don't need Anakin Skywalker's backstory. I already know that he's Luke Skywalker's father, and he got brought
what?
Up to the dark side, blah blah blah.
What?
I don't need the backstory for that, but I would like to have had the backstory for that, because I feel like I needed more information on that. And originally, wasn't Luke Skywalker supposed to turn? Anyway, that was like one of the original ideas, which is why in the third of the original films, he's wearing black, and he gets all angry, doesn't he, when he's like fighting and shit. And, one of the original ideas was that he was going to turn to the dark side.
I don't know about that.
But, I don't like the fact... Because the trouble is, they left it so long. I feel like they had to mould the storyline around the age of the original cast, rather than properly continuing on.
So, maybe a little bit, but there's... I think this whole thing about Han Solo's kid is in the comics. I know that his kid... He definitely has...
Two kids.
I think he has two kids. He has, a boy and a girl. And it does mention them.
As does everyone
Jedi's.
In Star Wars.
Yeah, that's it. Standard.
That's a standard.
But I'm sure it does talk about them becoming Jedi's. And then, I think this might be also something that's in the comics. I don't know if them turning is in the comics or not. But I read something today that sort of blew my mind about the whole main character, the Ren girl.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they think that she's Obi-Wan's. Either daughter or granddaughter, and at first I was like, that seems a bit far-fetched, like, that doesn't really make sense. But they're also saying that it could also be not his, Obi-Wan's granddaughter, but also Luke's daughter. That makes sense. But there's this whole thing about Jedis aren't supposed to take wives or girlfriends or get married or whatever. So
I was surprised to see that, because obviously I was like pretty much dead set that Han Solo was going to die. I already knew that that was probably going to happen because he wanted
him or
to
Chewie.
Die. Well, he wanted to die in Empire.
Yeah.
He wanted to die in Empire, but they didn't let him because he didn't want to do another one. So I was pretty certain that since he was in it, he probably was like, right, I'll do this, but I want to die in it.
Yeah.
So I was pretty certain that was going to happen, and that was a stupid move, standing right up close to the bloke when he's holding the fucking electro saber shit, whatever it is, in his hand.
Yeah. But he had to die, so obvious. In that way, didn't he? Because it mimics the New Hope.
Yeah, but but it was just a lot of. Can I just say though, a lot of things in that film mimicked A New Hope. It was like.
Well,
a
that's what I said to everyone as soon as it finished. I was like, that was scene for scene A New Hope.
Yeah, pretty much. So you know, that kind of upset me a little bit. But what I was surprised to see is the fact that the cast member that I expected not to want to do it at all, i.e., Mark Hamill, was only in it for about 30 seconds and left it open for a sequel. So. Because I always imagined he was the person that hated it the most out of all of the original cast.
He seems to be doing alright for himself now, though.
Yeah, but he went through a phase of not wanting to do anything, didn't he? Because
I think they all did.
Yeah, well,
I think Carrie Fisher the most. She's that.
Yeah,
she's mental now.
You give her a silver pen, she'll just fuck
it. Hey, did you hear about this, Matt?
Well, I know she was an alcoholic, wasn't she?
No, when we met Carrie Fisher at Comic Con.
Yeah,
and I've got this little like A5 glossy photo of it's like the poster, the first poster. It's New Hope, and I've had it for at least 10 years. I've been getting it signed, different conventions, and I've kept it just for the main ones like Dave Prowse on there, Peter Mayhew, Kenny Baker, all these, and I've got some pretty good ones on there. I got Billy Dee Williams and. And then I was like, oh, fuck, Carrie Fisher, I've got to get this. So we got there early, got in the queue to get a ticket, and even got your tickets like 2 hours until you can actually see her. We got there, she was fucking late, waited around. Then, when we're waiting in this little room and she turns up with her dog, and you're in the queue, someone's like, no photos. And we're like, okay, we don't want a photo of her. But someone was just going to get a photo of her signing the thing so you can prove it's her. Pretty tough one to get, right, Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, 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 no photos. So she couldn't even take a picture of that. They're like, no personalisations. Not that I wanted to personalise anyway. I was like, okay, I can deal with this. It was like 65 quid to get it done. And
what?
It's really expensive for these people. Apparently she earned like over a quarter of a million or something just for that day. And so she takes my thing, the poster, and she has this pen that she's obviously been using all day. It's fucking about 3 millimeters wide, the tip of it, and she's just gone ape shit, making like this massive autograph across it. She actually went across Dave Prowse, I think, a little bit, and you can't even tell what it says. It just is a scribble. because she's obviously like the ones you get if you go there. They give you free posters when you pay for the autograph. You can choose one of like a set, but they're A4 ones. So I guess she's like used to having a big area to sign on. And this one, because there was quite a lot of autographs on it already, she's in a little area. And it was just like, fucking hell. Like, it really fucked me off about the whole thing. I don't mind paying, but also, she didn't talk to anyone. She didn't even look up. She was just getting them in, writing them. Usually have a little chat with them. They're pretty nice to you. Everyone I've met, apart from Peter Mayhew, who I also don't like, have been really friendly. But
Kenny Baker is, like, the most friendly person ever.
Legend. And
takes so much time on his autograph, and it's really neat, and it's like,
his is by far the neatest autograph. And Jeremy Bullock, he's always up for a chat.
Is he the one that stood on the other side of the table and actually, like, probably shook everyone's hand and stuff?
Yeah. He's always good. Yeah.
It's like not even sitting down or anything like that. It was actually on the other side, like properly meeting with fans. I was like, fucking hell.
It's, it must have been. I mean, how long has it been? Like, what was it in 77? So. It was in 80. So. 90.
What, 35 years
he's been Boba Fett, and he still loves every moment of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, mad, isn't it?
I always thought that Carrie Fisher was like, I heard that she went like off the rails a little bit and started drinking and stuff. But yeah, the only other thing I've ever seen her in is The Big Bang Theory. And that was, like, last year.
I heard she was in that. She's in Austin Powers, the first one. She's the counsellor.
Don't remember that.
Apparently she's also done, like, a load of producing and directing and stuff. It's not as if she's been off the scene.
Oh, did not realise that.
It was insane recently we were watching.
Do you think a director's chair has a little cup holder for booze in it?
I don't know, but it must have one for the dog, because she fucking loves that dog.
Oh, she's one of those people, is she? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I forget what she was in recently. It was like Fargo or something we were watching. Didn't even look like herself. Anyway, yeah, she's been in a few bits and pieces.
So, other than Carrie Fisher, is it me as well, or did C-3PO look different?
Had a big red arm for a start, didn't he?
Well, yeah. Apart from that, but like the actual, like the face and like the texture of the costume.
No, that was the BB-8, Matt. That was the small thing that was running around. You got it wrong.
The texture of C-3PO looked more like matte than glossy. I don't know. It seemed more like less shiny sort of thing. Maybe it's because he's old.
Yeah, he's been getting on a bit. It's good they got the same people to do it all.
Yeah, definitely. You can see. You can buy a BB-8 droid.
Yeah, the little ones, about 120 quid, aren't they?
Yeah, like 120 quid, yeah. You can control it from your iPhone. Apparently, it learns as well. It's like one of those learning things. So it learns, like, from your voice and, like, where to go and stuff.
They actually look pretty good.
They do look pretty good. If I could afford one, I'd buy one.
I don't think they're worth the money, but I'd like to play with one for a bit.
Yeah. I used to think the same about prostitutes.
I was going to make a prostitute joke and I just avoided it.
I'll be cutting that out.
I'm sure you will. Wimp.
So, Aaron, do you own Black Ops 3?
No. While Battlefront is out, I'm pretty much not going to be buying any more games. This game is already ruining my life. Every single night, I'm going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and being woken up tired.
And I don't see you playing it that often.
I'm on it all the time.
I always check my Origin friends, and you're never on there. You blocked me, haven't you? That's what it is.
No.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I know why. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I know it's, I'm not.
No, I just... It's fine.
Don't worry. It's fine.
I'll tell you what, I just don't get to play that many games. Because I get back from work pretty late. And then got to go to work early in the morning.
And don't forget all the girlfriend stuff in between.
Shit, isn't it? Christmas is expensive. Like... Oh, I don't know. It's alright. Choose to do it. She said we should put a cap on it next year, but it will never happen.
I thought you were supposed to put a cap on it this year.
Yeah, we were supposed to put a cap on it this year, but like no one agreed on a cap, so we just didn't do one.
Okay, so you won't be joining us on Blops then?
No. I really, really love Battlefront. I actually love it way more than I expected.
I've been really enjoying playing Battlefront, but I like Blops more than I expected, to coin a phrase that you used 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I think James and Dave both really loved it.
I had a look at the zombie mode today for Blops, Dave. And it's actually, they've evolved it quite a lot. Have you had a look at it yet?
I have not.
basically you've got it's still the basic sort of like waves and rebuilding the boarded up windows and stuff, but you know the the vending machines that dispense like perks and power ups and stuff. Well, basically, you can now customize which perks and power ups they dispense.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can also earn a magical substance, which I can't remember what it's called now. Divinium, I think it's called. As you play, you earn Divinium, and then when you're outside of the game, you can go into Dr. Something So-and-So, and it lets you spend Divinium on certain like power-ups and stuff from like this power-up factory, I suppose. And then you can apply those the next time you play zombies.
That's cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. In fact, I'd like to give it a go, to be honest. But yeah, they've definitely evolved it. But I was saying to Hockers, I do kind of miss the whole simple, just waves of zombies and boarding up windows sort of thing, because they get through the windows so quickly now. I had a quick go earlier on, and basically it's not a case of you can leave this window for a little while and go and man another window. They literally rip through it in about 5 seconds. So yeah, definitely need more than one person playing it, but I like the way you subtly invite me, Aaron, to Battlefront.
I just thought,
even though I'm sitting here talking about Black Ops, you're inviting me to Battlefront.
I feel like it should always be in the back of your mind. I will come back to this Obi-Wan Kenobi thing.
Right.
About the whole, like, you just didn't believe, it just sounded like rubbish that she's Obi-Wan Kenobi's kid. But this whole thing about her being left in the desert, just like he was, and she's got to go back for something. I was like, okay, that's pretty convincing. But then I did notice during the film that she holds her lightsaber the same way Kenobi does in the prequels, like up by the side of her face.
Yeah.
And they point out like her fighting style is really similar to him in The New Hope. Ewan McGregor has supposedly confirmed it's him speaking when she picks up the lightsaber and it's calling out to her.
Oh,
it's really? His voice.
Oh.
So it makes total sense that she's his daughter or descendant at least. And they were saying if she's a descendant of both Luke and Kenobi, then it's like that's how she can use the Force instantly without any training.
But that's just like inbreeding, right?
Why? They're not related, are they?
Well, no, but what I mean is, like, because... So, let me get this straight.
It's like
so,
a very strange
because,
term.
No, I'm just saying, because Luke is Anakin's son, correct? Right, which is fine. We can deal with this. And then, Anakin's mum is just some person on Tatooine.
I'm not a bit.
Obi-Wan... You never see him with anyone in any of the previous films.
No, but he was on the planet for frickin' like 20 years. Or
okay, but if she's a descendant of Luke and Obi-Wan.
Yeah, because like.
Surely that means that Obi-Wan had sex with Anakin's mum or something.
No, because I mean, like, it'd be Obi-Wan's daughter that Luke has impregnated.
What?
The idea is that Obi-Wan had a daughter.
Oh, I see, and Luke got with her.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, that would only... Yeah, I guess that would make sense, I suppose, because Obi-Wan is older in the original film, and so his daughter would probably be roughly Luke's age.
Yeah, totally. Well, he'd be the same... Roughly, he'd be slightly older than Anakin.
Yeah.
And Anakin is Luke's dad, so, yeah, he's like the next generation, isn't he? I like the idea of it, because there's a lot of stuff that points to that being the correct...
What still cracks me up is the just the very last image of the film, where they're trying to, like... She's either handing him the lightsaber, or she's... I still don't understand what she was trying to do. It's like, are you going to come and grab this? Or
yeah,
I'm just
going to
stand here.
Just stands there.
With this lightsaber in my hand. I don't know whether you're trying to use the Force to grab it. To be honest, I don't know, you're real, so... It just cracks me up.
I liked, it was a really good ending. It's just a shame that they lingered on that a little bit too long. They became
they did
slightly
linger.
Creepy.
It was really
it was
awkward.
A bit weird. Yeah, it was. In fact, it was. They were on it for so long. In my mind, I started replacing the lightsaber with other phallic objects to see which was the most funny that I could come up with.
What was the most funny one you could think of?
So I had things like a tube of toothpaste.
That's not that phallic. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but it's still long, isn't it? So I think I got progressively more innuendo-ish the longer it lasted. So like I went from like a tube of toothpaste to like a truncheon, various other things until finally I got to, you know, like a, you know, dildo and stuff in my mind. And then all of a sudden I realised that I'd been watching the same shot spinning round them for about a minute.
Just took forever. And my arm thinking... actually got tired watching it.
Oh dear. Yeah, it was quite long. The lightsaber and the scene.
Yeah. Unnecessarily long.
I did notice when she was, you know, having her mediocre lightsaber battle that she did hold her lightsaber up by her face. I did notice that.
Yeah.
I think the lightsaber battle was lacking, really.
None of them were properly trained, were they?
Exactly. All of the lightsaber battles that happened were about a minute long, and they were by people that had never been trained. So, it was
natural
ridiculous.
Natural talent, that, isn't it?
Bollocks.
Natural talent. Skilled people.
Bollocks. I could wave a stick around in front of my face to stop someone from stabbing me. Doesn't make me a Jedi.
I especially like that they showed the black guy on all the posters holding the lightsaber, and then she turns out to be, like, the Jedi girl.
They obviously did that on purpose.
Definitely
to try and throw
purpose.
People off the case.
Yeah. I just didn't think they would do it.
Yeah, no, they definitely did that on purpose.
Of course they would, because... You know, it's not like the Star Wars crowd isn't going to sort of jump to every conclusion possible before the film's out. It's just like, oh my god, Jar Jar Binks is going to be in the film because you can see blah 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 blah. It's like, and then obviously, you know, but it'd be funny if they did actually put something like that in like a trailer. Like you just see like a random foot which could be Jar Jar Binks, then all of a sudden on YouTube everywhere, like there's just a slight glimpse of this foot going, fucking Jar Jar Binks in the fucking film, what's going on? Which would be funny as shit, but...
I was kind of disappointed about that, because I was hoping for, like, a pretty epic lightsaber battle similar to the one... Bearing in mind that I didn't really like episode one. I don't think anyone did, but I didn't really
like it. Yeah, that's just a phrase that's commonly uttered.
But the one thing that I did like about episode one was the lightsaber battle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was the lightsaber
battle. The lightsaber
battle.
It
was an amazing choreography. Like, just brilliant. And I was kind of hoping for something similar. But no dice.
No. And in the next ones, there will be. It seemed a bit flamboyant, the prequels with lightsaber battles.
To be honest, I was watching like this thing on YouTube the other day, which was like all lightsaber battles in all Star Wars films. It was actually an hour long, which I couldn't actually believe it was that
that's
long.
That's cool.
But,
that is good.
But,
worth a watch over Christmas?
When it got to the second and third films, I was like, I don't fucking remember any of this. I was like, this is pretty much all new. Like, so I've obviously seen them all, but they were so nothing to me that it's just like, just going back through and watching, I was like, I don't even remember this. The only part that I remembered was Yoda when all of a sudden someone stuck something up his ass and he was jumping everywhere and flipping it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's back when Yoda was young, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I don't think
hell.
Yoda was ever young.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, younger. Yeah.
That was so crap they put that in. Like, the idea
I didn't
was...
like that they went to a CGI Yoda, either. I don't think
pretty
anyone
stupid.
Did.
I thought the idea was that Yoda was basically just really strong with the Force, so he didn't really need a lightsaber, he just had it as a...
Yeah,
just,
I know.
You know.
I like the way that he had a lightsaber, it's just the way that he was portrayed as being this fucking gymnast. It was
really
strange.
I disagree with all of you. I feel like... Yoda is the master of the Force. He's the head of all the Jedi. And he hides... He's so powerful that he doesn't need to tell people he's vegan. Like...
what?
See, he's so fucking good that, like, you don't expect it. He's acting all frail with his little walking stick and shit. And it's like, he's so good with the Force, he doesn't need to be physically fit. He's fucking all over the place. That fight with him and Grievous, not Grievous, fucking Darth Sidious, was fucking epic, and I loved it, and you're all wrong.
Okay, Well, I think we've been told.
There's also this theory that, well, it was actually in the film, that Sidious impregnated Anakin's mum using the Force.
But it was not his Force.
It's not that it's his kid.
It's that's pretty forceful.
He formed some cells in such a manner. I don't know. Apparently, they just took it out of the film. Like, it was in there, and they took it out. But I think it was a lost opportunity.
I don't know how to respond to that.
And conversation's over. Cheers, guys.
And thanks for joining us.
Oh dear. Right, I'm gonna play some blops now.
That's the wrong thing to play.
Nah, it's fine. Anybody joining me?
I'm already on.
Well, you should. Right, I'll tell you what you should be watching / playing. Dave doesn't like it when I tell him what he should be playing.
Or how he should be playing.